Welcome back. You are listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. It is a beautiful day today. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. We are certain that spring is afoot. And in spring in Canada, there are three events that happen. The first thing that happens, it happened this on the 12th, this weekend on Sunday. There was the change of time. They sprung forward. They are now only eight, where I lived anyway, they're only seven hours difference instead of eight. So when people call me, it's an hour earlier, and it's such a lovely surprise. Second thing that happens in mid-March is that it's the Canadian Juno Awards. So that happened on Monday, which was really great because a few things came from that that we're going to listen to today. And the third thing is in Quebec, it is the season of the Sugar Shack or Cabane à Sucre. So that brings me into this memory of when I was a young girl every year, because I went to this French Canadian school. And as a young girl, or a French immersion school, we would have a Cabane à Sucre, and it was a big deal. We'd have like parties, and it was like a kermesse here. There'd be games for kids to play, and there'd be snow in these big vats and little like popsicle sticks, and people would come with their big, huge bidons of sirop d'érable, maple syrup, and they would pour it on the snow, and you would just kind of roll it onto your popsicle stick and eat it like that. It was just delicious. There's other things that happened in the Cabane à Sucre. There was this bonhomme de Cabane à Sucre that was really cool. He was like a big, huge snowman. Lots of songs. And there was always this traditional sash that you'd wear around your hips. It was red. And we do what was called the jig. So we'll be listening a little bit to some French Canadian music, not too much. And we're starting our day off with July Talk and the song Beck and Call. Now, July Talk is an alternative rock band formed in 2012 in Toronto, Ontario, and their music is emotive, intense, explosive, and physical. So if you ever have a chance, they're not on tour in Europe yet. They're on tour right now in Canada and the United States this season. But if you ever have a chance to watch them live, it will be a phenomenal performance. This six-piece band has won three Juno Awards and has traveled the world, currently on tour, like I said, in Canada. And this is Beck and Call from their 2006 album, Touch.
We'll be right back.
That was July Talk and Beck and Call. They are fantastic. I really like them. They're a new band that I discovered a couple of weeks ago. And the last time I talked about them, I called them Judy Talk. So excuse me if you've heard them before and I misnamed them. I remember that distinctly because I have a relative that is married to somebody who owns a fashion company called Judy Inc. And I got them confused for some reason in my head. I'm not sure why. The next band on the track list is Tommy Lafray. Now, this band is currently a two-piece band, and it's based in our neighboring London. It consists of Canadian singer Tess Huzarkis from a Vancouverite, and American singer Winter Bethel, and she's from Michigan. This is their pointed lyrics, and sometimes troubling stories that they tell as you watch their videos and associate the lyrics with their videos can be quite jarring. They capture the essence of change and growth in their music, and they're fantastic. This is Dog Eat Dog from their 2023 album, their most recent album, Rivals EP. That was Tommy Lafroy. A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Why not? Girls, everybody has to do what they got to do. You have to make decisions. That's important. That's important specifically during springtime when loads of decisions need to be made, like spring cleaning, getting rid of stuff that weigh you down, newness, new birth, new life, new beginnings. The next song on the list is By the Odds, and it's an alternative rock pop band, and they started their debut, I believe, in 1987, many, many, many eons ago in Vancouver, Canada. Now, I've watched The Odds before, and I've seen them live, and this is a personal anecdote, I've been married before, and with my first husband, the first concert we ever went to was the odds. Now, this concert was really remarkable because it was a small venue. It was at the University of Alberta, and it was at the power plant. And at the time, the power plant was a bar, and they'd have live music, and there was a pool table, and they had really good food. It was fantastic. And it was a relatively small venue. There might have been 200, maybe 300 people standing in the whole bar completely. And it was a bar of many different rooms. And the odds come out that we're going to watch the band. And there's a headline band that comes out, and they're dressed in these odd costumes like clowns, and they do this amazing, all these covers, one cover after another, that just these awesome rock covers. And then they finish their 45-minute set or their hour set, and then 10 minutes later, the odds come out and they start playing. What was interesting about this is that the odds are fantastic on their own, but they were their own cover band. This is The Odds with Heterosexual Man from their 1996 album, Bedbugs.
And action.
Hi, we're the Mixed Knots, and we're going to do an improv for you. So what we want from you is a topic.
Heterosexual men.
Okay, can we have a band?
The Odds.
And can we have a genre?
Rock video.
Okay. I'll get the funny hat.
Just a heterosexual man. I
That brings me back to some of my more traditional music days. I'm not sure if that's traditional, but when I was younger and my music affections were heavily influenced by the traditions of my home. So in this case, this song was what I would hear outside of my home and what I really, really enjoyed, because I grew up in the late 80s and in 90s. And you know, I appreciate the music from the 80s and 70s and the 90s in Canada, from the United States, from Europe. I think that some of the music was fantastic. Last week was an example of it. I brought to light some of the punk rock music that came out from the 70s and 80s in Canada. So there was certainly something interesting. What we heard on the radio and what I heard in my house were two different things. What we heard on the radio generally was, I don't know, Michael Jackson and Madonna and Nirvana, right? What we would hear in my house was French Canadian traditional music. So this is an example. This next group is called Les Vulgaires Machins, and they are from Granby, Quebec. They are a Quebecois punk band nominated for the 2020 French Album of the Year. This song here is called Asile, from their 2022 album Disruption. And what's interesting about this particular album is that they have had they came back from a 10-year hiatus. So this is their return to the music scene after a decade of silence. And the song is Asile.
J'ai pris tes nouvelles un matin avant de faire une crise de panique. Tu me disais, moi aussi, ça va bien. C'est juste une dépression chronique. Le paysage est peut-être laid, mais la pub est tellement sublime que je vendrais mon jardin secret pour me faire un plus gros parking. Enfermé dans mes problèmes, solidaire de mon narcissisme, je me plains dans le line-up au team.
And just to keep with good composure, we're going to continue on the line of Quebecois music It, like I said at the beginning of the show, as you listen to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor, I said that this week was the start of the Cabane à Sucre, and it is a huge deal in Quebec. It is a huge deal in French Canada. It is when, during, just after the Cabane à Sucre, that's generally when there's the Festival de la Francophonie in Alberta. And this is where a couple of weeks ago when I spoke to you about Madame Moustache, it was because of this festival that I went to see her, or that band. The next group to pay homage to the Cabane à Sucre and the thermic shock that the trees need to produce this lovely elixir, maple syrup. This is Vent du Nord with their song Dans l'eau de vie de l'arbre. And they are a traditional Quebecois music band, and they are the driving force in what would be called the progressive folk music scene. From their 2022 album, Printemps.
Les anciens le savaient, et même ceux d'avant, comment ils les saignaient, et ce chaque printemps, d'abord les entailler, en respectant le bois, pour que puisse s'écouler, sans causer de trépas.
Pour que puisse s'écouler, sans causer de trépas.
Siroter le pays, pour se coller à lui, en cabane et l'ennui, à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cabane et les nuits. Dans l'eau de vie d'érable,
en cabane et les nuits, à l'eau de vie de l'arbre.
Quand le sang de la terre coulait suffisamment, on vidait les chaudières dans les tonneaux du temps. Sous les cuves de fer, on allumait l'érable, le condamnant à faire bouillir de ses semblables.
Le condamnant à faire bouillir de ses semblables.
Siroter le pays pour se coller à lui, en cavaler l'ennui, à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cavaler les nuits, dans l'eau de vie d'érable. La palette des jours, ce rythme des souvenirs, ce sucre des amours, évapore en hiver, en gardant l'essentiel, réduire les misères, se rapprochant du ciel.
Réduire les misères, se rapprochant du ciel.
Siroter le pays pour se coller à lui, en cabane et l'ennui, à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cabane et les nuits, dans l'eau de vie d'érable.
Don't you just love the fiddle? I love it. It reminds me of when I was young and we would dance and do the jig in the kitchen to music and to records with my grandfather and my mother putting... I don't know if you've ever watched somebody jig. There's different kinds of jigs. I know that there's a Native American jig and it's more like pounding your feet on the ground and you move your head up and down. This is really cool and it's really interesting, that jig, because it gives this idea of... mimicking animal movements, which I think is really cool. And then you have the French, you have the jig from La Boutine Souriante, which is a Celtic jig where your arms are moving all over the place. There's also the Canadian jig, the French Canadian jig, and that is, I don't know, I think it's a cross between Ukrainian dancing a little bit, my mother would hate me if I said this, and really, really strict and controlled ballet. My mom would dance with glasses on a glass of wine on her head and two glasses in each palm. And if she didn't spill a drop, that is means that she was a good jigger. So this jigging kind of scenario makes me think of a more traditional kind of bluegrassy, alternative bluegrass or rockabilly music. I don't know why, but just the fiddle is really interesting to me. So that's going to bring us into Punch Drunk Cabaret, and this is their song Immaculate Pompadours. Now, we've had Punch Drunk Cabaret in the studio. They were wonderful. They were with me for an hour and a half, and they talked to me about their creative process. Now, Randy is fantastic. He's a jack of all trades. He does a lot of the visual graphic art. He does a lot of the photography. He does a lot of most of the lyrical music, and he is a phenomenal musician and lyricist. And he has a daytime job, which I think is really cool. They debuted in 2012. I'm sorry, they've been around since around 2010. And this song is from their album Punch Drunk Cabaret that debuted in 2012. And if you ever have a chance, they haven't come to Europe yet, but if you ever go to Canada, because they are touring in Canada starting mid-March all the way into November, and you want to see them, look them up. They are fantastic. Their live shows are known for their burlesque quality, almost rather than calling them rockabilly, you know, the music, rockabilly music, but rather burlesque-abilly. This is Immaculate Pompadours from Punch Drunk Cabaret on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Leg, evangelizing souls in their own way. Well, everybody kicking back, picking in the chicken, shaking, fishing out a heart attack, and never really thinking that this could ever lead to anything.
So gather round from town to town, sound never heard before. You won't forget the full effect of the immaculate pompadour. When stories tragically end, that's when the legends begin. When that big old cat, his tires left the road, and in a glorious crash, boys have gone in just a flash. To this day, their reputation grows.
So gather round from town to town, sound never heard.
They are fantastic. What I really like about them, not only from the visual perspective when you watch their videos, and the fact that I got to speak to the lead singer and creator, let's say primary creator of this band. And I think I might have a slight, you know, groupie crush for this band. I really like them. Is that they are not... They don't really stick to a vibe. They have a very eclectic kind of feel. When you listen to their music, you won't have a repetitive kind of... You won't be able to always recognize them. Like if you look at Nickelback, for instance, it's a Canadian band from, I think it's Hanna, Alberta. And they are known for their specific sound. They have a very specific sound, and it's only ever Nickelback. You can't, you won't mistake it. And I find sometimes when you listen to music, it becomes too repetitive. And with Punk Drunk Cabaret, I don't hear any repetition. I hear pure creativity and just, you know, a true understanding of musical instruments. Dead South is the next group on this list. Now, Dead South comes from Regina, Saskatchewan. I don't know if you know anything about Regina, Saskatchewan, but Saskatchewan is a very flat province. It is our prairie province. It's right in the middle of the prairie provinces. And a common joke for this particular province is that you can see your dog running away from you for days and days and days because it is that flat. My experience in Saskatchewan has only been through night because we had to drive from Alberta to Winnipeg, and often we would drive in the night through Saskatchewan and we wouldn't see anything because it was very, very boring. Or I slept through it or whatever. So there's a lot of things not to do, I'm guessing, in Regina. And on because of this, I think that might have been one of the founding reasons why this next band, Dead South, came into existence, because they were these four buddies hanging around and they decided in 2012 that they were going to start a band. Why not? They defined themselves as a band without a drummer, a bluegrass band without a fiddler. And they are on tour in Europe, if you're interested, from August to November. But they are missing France, so they'll be on tour in Ireland and in the UK, as well as Germany and Switzerland and Sweden, I believe. This is a cover that we're going to listen to, People Are Strange, from their 2022 album, Easy Listening for Jerks.
Thank you. stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, face come out on the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. Strange. No one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Are you strange? I can be a little odd. I like odd people. I get made fun of on occasion because I have a group of friends that are, I don't know, there was this, maybe it's from my youth, because when I was a young girl, just before Christmas, there was this Christmas show, something about the Misfits, the Elf and the Misfits or something like that. And it was about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he was a misfit because he had a red nose. And then he met up with this friend who was an elf, and he wanted to be a dentist and not a toy maker. And it was all about misfits, and then there was not enough toys because something had to do with Santa's workshop. It broke down or something. I don't remember exactly all the details. And anyway, and then they go to this island and they find all of these weird ass toys, like toys with three eyes or seven legs and instead of eight or six. And they pick all of these toys up, and thank goodness now Christmas is saved, because they got to distribute these toys that didn't have any homes, that were all animated, by the way. So I think if you, if you are in an altered state in any way, that might freak you out, because it's a weird marionette kind of thing. But anyway, I like odd things. I thought this movie was really poignant for me. And I have odd friends. So I really like that song because people are strange. They should be strange. We're not all we shouldn't all be the same. We have individual needs and preferences and affections and loves and hates and so on. The next song on the list on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor is from a 1993 album called Butane Fumes in Bad Cologne. It's from the musical group Big Rude Jake, and it's called Hard Deep Junction Blues. This band was formerly based in St. Catharines, Ontario. It had to disband because the lead singer passed away, had a very, very uncomfortable cancer, let's just say, and he passed away in 2022. But this band is fantastic. I've talked about them before. They're really neat. But this set that I picked, the song that I picked out is an acoustic version of this song, and it's very bluesy. So enjoy.
we go.
Flat on his back, with a nose stuck up a chassis. He got girly tats and gabardine and a greased up pompadour. He drives a 59 Saratoga on the weekends through the junction. Keeps a one eye peeled for something that just ain't there anymore. Fell in love with a decal on his tail fin, a glossy Vargas pinup on the beach in Malibu. Took a leap of blind ambition at a retail fabrication. Landed up in Knoxville with some hard, deep junction blue. Shops line the streets in the junction, and heaps of useless relics on the sidewalk by the store. Piles of dusty furniture, appliances and curios, cash and carry cast-offs from the ceiling all the way down to the floor. Well, they got 8-track tapes and busted lamps and dirty books. And them fuzzy dads will get you a dollar off them worn-out walking shoes. Got a sale on blemished wishes and abandoned expectations. Trade in your cracked and peeling daydreams for some hard, deep junction. Say not merciful, Jude of the Junction. I'm on my knees and I'm crying up to you. Take this tangled rather roll of my trouble, twisted soul. Turn it into a hymn of redemption in heart, deep junction blue.
That was Big Root Jake and Hard Deep Junction. I like simple music. I like it when I can hear the voice and the lyrics. I have a really tough time. My son and I have a tough we often have musical disagreements about his musical taste because he really likes music with synthesized voices. I don't mind when somebody sings off. I like to hear the effort they make. I think it has something to do with the spirituality of what music expels and expresses, but that's my own personal preference. It's not something that I want to you know, force on anybody else. So he does get to listen to the music that he likes. I just leave the room. Well, I don't leave the room. That's not nice. That was Big Rude Jake. So the next band is a folk music musicians. They're folk music musicians known for their fiddling, for his fiddling skills. His name is Carnell Sawitsky. It's a hard pronoun. It's spelled Sawitsky. Sawitsky. And he has epic fiddling skills. He is a member of a band called the Fretless, and they are an Juno Award winning band. And this song that we're going to listen to is from his 2008 album of the same name, which is Crazy Old Man. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Can't sing like a crazy old man. Singing my own songs the best I can. Singing my own songs, singing best I can. I can't sing like a crazy old man. I can't sing like a crazy old man.
Crazy old man.
I can't rhyme like the sick and sore. Words come together and take a toll. Words come together, words take a toll. I can't rhyme like a sick and sore. I can't rhyme like a sick and sore. Play with the devil's force. Music from the deepest of my soul. Music from the deepest. Music from my soul. I can't play with the devil's force. No, I can't play with the devil's force. I can groove like an angry day, moving to the rhythm like a flame, moving to the rhythm, moving like a flame. I can groove like an angry day, I can groove like an angry day. Crazy old man.
That was Crazy Old Man by Carnell Sawatsky. I have a tough time with his name. Oh, I get embarrassed. I'm dyslexic. I have a PhD, but I worked really hard for it. That's why it's English only with a doctor. But dyslexia certainly does hinder the rapidity of getting things done, especially when it comes to language, any language, because I speak quite a few, or I speak three languages and a fourth one quite badly. So when I don't know how to say it or I don't know how to spell it, I have a really rough time trying to figure it out. I don't know why. That said, our next on our list is this year's winner of the 2023 Adult Alternative Album of the Year. They are the Saddies, and this is a Canadian rock and roll band from Toronto, Canada, that debuted in 1994. 1994, my goodness, that's a long time ago. This song is, the award that they won for their Alternative Album of the Year was the album called Colder Streams, and this is a song from that album, from their 2022 album. It's called Stop and Start. That certainly had a different vibe to it. I can hear some remnants of the Watchmen, Nirvana, alternative music. It was a little bit calmer than I thought it would be, surprisingly. I don't know why I was thinking we were gonna end this set with a bang, but we're not. We're gonna end it hopefully like the expression I have from Canada. If March comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. We're going to lamb it up in this last song as I bid you a fantastic week and weekend. Sunny gardening outside experiences and maybe going into the forest in Compiègne and finding some mushrooms. I know it's not the right season, but sometimes you get really lucky with les trompettes de la mort. This is Great Lake Swimmers, this next band, as we exit and finish this set with you. And the Great Lake Swimmers are a folk rock band from Waynefleet, Ontario. They're currently based in Toronto. They've been active since 2002. They have a new album coming out called Uncertain Country. It's to be released on April 28th of this year. And the band's style has been compared to the likes of Neil Young and Hank Williams. This song that I'm debuting here, or I'm introducing to you, is an acoustic version of a song called Moving Pictures and Silent Films. What I really love about this song is that, again, I really do like music that sounds like music. I love instruments. I love to hear the voices. And this is just what that is. It's a very simple, plain Jane, slow-ish, beautifully lyriced guitar playing. And I'm bidding you a fantastic evening, a wonderful drive home, safe, filled with love and sunshine and barbecues. As I leave the house, the doctor wishes you a fantastic weekend. This is Great Lake Swimmers and the song Moving Pictures and Silent Films. See you next week.
Thank you. market for love, or at least something beautiful out there in the spotlight. But turned around suddenly, turned around squinting, and saw that it was headlights. And then the truth was unbearable. Oh, and imminent, bearing down on these two shadow animals, caught painting a dotted line, caught painting a dotted line, caught painting a dotted line. So